So first up is Kenneth Copeland. Hatred towards Trump opened the door for a coronavirus outbreak. Hold on, I'm going to pause before we get started. Tom can't make fun of how people look now.
I know.
You're going to be I should go back. You're going to be so hamstrung. You don't know. You won't know what to do. You'll be like, I want to see his fucking goofy, fucking weird, fucking skin, fucking sagging face. That's what I want to see. All right. So
I'm actually tempted to click away from the chat here in front of me and watch what they're watching I can comment on what I'm commenting on.
But there's a delay, so you'll miss it.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
And suddenly the Lord said this to me, and I jumped up, ran in there, and wrote it down.
Okay, already. Could you be more fucking mushmouthed? Your job is to be a speaky dude. Your whole job is to be a communicator. You're just like, that's the best you can fucking do. You're speaking with a fucking wad of fucking toilet paper that you hoarded in your own mouth.
Okay. That is true. That is true. He did hoard he's spitting them up and selling them for $65 a roll on the side of the street. He's just got them tucked in his cheeks like a fucking chipmunk. No, but seriously, this guy's cheeks, they've got to weigh at least 6 pounds a piece. That's why he talks like that. Because, I mean, he looks like one of those dogs that, you know those dogs?
The droopy dogs.
The droopy dog face, and they flumple. You can flumple their side. Yeah,
flumple.
You could easily do that to this guy. He looks like Grandpa Munster if he had been dead for a really long time. That's what he looks like.
Disease called CODV-19 will be over.
He's already got it wrong. Yeah. He is like his job. Sorry. He's been talking for 40 seconds.
C-O-D-V?
And he's just like, he's a.
Yeah. It's cash on delivery. That's what it is. It's cash on delivery.
Now, guys, I know you turned to me for advice and articulation. That's really a bad call. That's on you. I don't know why you, really?
Why did you think
this? Was there
no
interview to get this job?
Yeah.
Much sooner than you think. Christian people all over this country praying have overwhelmed it.
It's just got to go through. Here's the thing, guys. Understand that the Christian people have overwhelmed it, but it's going to have to go through all the scientists first in order to fix it.
Right.
But the Christian people have already won the war. It's just got to work its way through the scientists.
Now, the numbers double every 3 days or thereabouts.
No, that's true.
And that's for real?
Oh, yeah. But that is also exponential, though, because now it's going to start getting even worse. So, they doubled every other couple. Yeah, but now it's going to get, because the curve starts getting worse as time goes on.
It's like when you get your ass kicked and you're just like, yeah, well, I bet your fucking hand hurts from wailing on my face all day. Stupid.
My big sister would kick your ass.
I know.
Give me all the glory, saith the Spirit of grace.
Caliente.
Many people.
Wait, he had to stop in the middle of that to read that? He had to stop me back. And many. Oh, it says many again. Okay, no, many. And then many again. Many again. All right, three many's in a row.
Is there ever a time you need more than one many? many implies a lot.
I mean, it does. Absolutely.
Just using a lot of the word that means a lot doesn't necessarily give me more information. Many and many, many.
Yeah, right.
Oh, well, I mean, three manys. Now I'm paid. Now my ears have perked up.
Is it very much or very, very much? Because there's a significant difference in those two figures, right? Clearly.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I don't even get out of bed for very much.
Yeah, no.
But very, very much?
Will come to know me through it. I'm still Lord over the nation. I'm on the throne, and faith in me changes things.
I'm sorry. Every time I hear on the throne, I think he's taking a shit.
I know. Me too. I always think about Elvis dying on the throne. That's what I always think about.
I think of my dad reading Reader's Digest and smoking on the shitter with the door open.
You had such an abusive childhood. Jesus Christ. Oh my God. That has got to be scarred into your memory. Oh,
you're just like, oh.
Just, my dad used to do that too. My dad used to do that too. My dad was in a house full of people.
What?
There's so many people in my house. And my dad would be like, whatever, go get me a beer.
What the fuck is with shitting with the door open, people?
I don't know, man.
Like, people that shit with the door, like, well, I don't want to be trapped inside with the smell. Like, what is happening in your life that you think this is okay? That's your shame closet.
I got to ask people this. So what do you do? Somebody comes in to the bathroom while you're in the bathroom. Do you wait until they leave or do you go while they're there? And I'm talking about shitting here because peeing guys
like
do it all the time.
Public
bathroom. Here's what I do. I get mad that they're in there and I rage shit. I'm like, oh yeah, you want to come in here? Boom, 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 boom. I'll wreck this fucker. That's what I do. So I don't know. I'm just curious what other people do.
I absolutely shit. I think it's a power move.
Yeah, it's a power. Exactly. It's a power move. I'm showing dominance in there.
Right.
That's the key. The guy
who's
is like,
in charge
the
here.
The guy is cowering from my thunderous shit in his fucking. He's like, oh God, oh what's happening over there? And I'm like, kaboosh, kaboosh, boom! It's like fucking Dynasty Warriors in this stall over here. Fuck you! I'll bring you. Get that weak shit out of here. That fucking like half fart.
Lou
get
Boo eats a lot of bran,
of
motherfucker.
Oh, we got budget Glenn Beck here going to shake his hand. Hold on a second.
Yes, sir. Yes. Hesed is a healing covenant.
What is happening? Oh, my God. What is Tom? If you were here right now, the awkwardness that's on stage, it's unreal. Let's play this back. Ian, put this on the big screen if you can. I just want to play the awkwardness that's on the screen here.
And faith in me changes things.
Glory to God.
Hesed. Yes, sir. Yes.
What the fuck? Oh my God, that's so cringy. Jesus Christ, I'm terrified of that.
I'm so mad I'm not in the studio, stupid coronavirus.
Hold on, Tom. I'm gonna turn you to the screen. Let's see if you can see it.
All right. Do it, dude.
Let's see.
Oh, this is working.
Can you see it? Can you see it?
Technology, all motherfucker.
Right, here we go. I'm gonna play it one more time so you can see the fucking raging awkwardness. Here we go. Now, the sound probably won't sync up for you, but.
Faith in me changes things.
Glory to God.
Hesed.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hesed is a healing.
He just ran out of shit.
They just stare at each other with their arms at their side, like, yes, you're right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, it's amazing. Oh, it's so
cut.
Good.
Cut.
So
just edit the part where we don't know what to do next out of this, okay? And somebody wants a TiVo for their life. Just.
Oh, Tyler says, who's going to kiss first? Like, he's going to kiss
DVR.
First. Carrie Boo says, the sexual tension. You're absolutely right. It's 100%. 100%. People can hear that, right? Everybody can hear that. Everybody can hear our stuff. We're coming through. I don't know. You guys let me know. Just whatever. Hold on a second. Here goes. What's that? Oh, was it? Okay. Rage shit every time. Carrie Boo.
Somebody wrote like, why shut the door? What do you mean, why shut the door? You're shitting. That's the reason the bathroom has a door.
Have a modicum of shame. Just the tiniest bit. I get it. There's some body functions no one needs to see. Nobody needs to see you plucking things off around your genital area. Nobody needs to see you digging in there. Nobody needs to see that. And nobody needs to see you fucking shoot out a yard cigar out of your ass. Nobody needs to see that. Nobody needs to see it.
All bodies are shameful, dirty things. Like, that's just...
That's just true. That's like, just true, what? Man.
We're all lying to each other. That's when you're like, this is my true. Best self. You're just lying.
God. All right. Sound good. Oh, I'm not kink shaming, OG. I'm not kink shaming. If you want to shit on each other, you can go to adamandeve.com. You type in Gloria at checkout and you can buy all kinds of stuff to help facilitate that. I don't know what it takes to do that, but maybe they sell laxatives. I don't even know. I don't know what they sell, but go to adamandeve.com and you'll get 50% off almost any item. Free stuff, movies, bunch of other stuff, juices and stuff, and they'll send it all to you free shipping. So Gloria,
juices, lubes, tinctures, and ointments.
I don't know what it is they give you anymore, but they give you stuff. And here's the thing, they fucking love us. They love us a lot.
They do.
They really do.
They love you guys.
And here's the thing, everybody out there, just listen to me for a second. You're fucking stuck. It's like that fucking Watchmen part where the guy's like, you're locked in here with me. You're locked in there with your spouse, with your loved one, by yourself. You got plenty of things you could order from AdamandEve.com and you get it. And then you just be like, it's a fucking party tonight. I don't even care what's happening outside. It's party time. I lit the candles in the bathtub or through rose. You don't have any rose petals because you can't go to the floors. But you know what I mean? Like, they're locked down because of quarantine. But you just like maybe cut up a piece of paper, like tear up a post-it. No, call them rose petals. Whatever. Throw that on the
you're
ground.
Like, all stuck all over your post-it notes. Just like, this isn't hot. You're like just all paper cut it and shit.
Just throw that on the ground and then fuck like crazy for the evening. Adam and Eve will help you do that. Go check it out. HBO Watchmen, I missed that, but I'm going to get HBO, I think, because I'm going to be stuck in the house for a while. So I'm probably going to get HBO. I missed Watchmen and I missed the last season. I stopped watching the last season of Wild West. What is that? Westworld? I quit mid-season. I was watching and I was so bored. I quit mid-season. But they have a guy coming on who I really love from Breaking Bad, that Aaron Paul, I think his name is. He's going to be on it in the third season, I think, which is probably delayed or whatever. But anyway, so I might watch it. We'll see. What's that? Oh, it just came out. Okay. So I might actually
season two was abominable. Yeah. I ditched season two. I was just like, I can't with this shit anymore.
I might suffer through
it. It was a good concept, but they just didn't do anything interesting with it.
I might suffer through it. The Boys is awesome. Joseph says, watch The Boys. I love The Boys. I enjoyed the shit out of that. McMillions. I would watch that too. That's something I can't watch.
Oh, McMillions is so good.
I didn't get that. I canceled it after fucking Game of Thrones. After Game of Thrones was over, I fucking canceled the HBO because I was like, whatever. And now there's a bunch of great stuff that's on HBO. So I make it for a month and just binge the shit out of all the stuff. And I'll have plenty of time in my hands because literally all my plans are canceled from now until forever. So great. All right. Here we go. Torrents save the day. I don't torrent stuff, Bob. I just don't do it. I pay if I can for anything. I don't think the last time I've looked at something on a torrent was years ago. Someone got a UFC on a torrent and I watched it.
Even know that was still a thing.
But yeah, years ago, someone had gotten the last, like one of the UFCs that I watched there, but I used to buy the UFCs. Just buy them after that.
Yeah.
But back then they were so expensive. They were just like stupidly expensive. So
right. I genuinely didn't even know that torrenting was still a popular thing to do. I had no idea.
All right. We're going to do this Rodney Howard Brown one, Tom. So I'm just going to play the tweet of him. Hopefully it's not as bad as the last sound. Rodney Howard Brown, coronavirus pandemic is a globalist plot to kill people with vaccine. Jesus Christ. All right. So here we go. I'm going to make this
fucking knucklehead.
If I can, we'll see what I can do, guys. I don't know that we're watching it. Well, we are watching it. So let me see if I can make it big. I can't make it that big, everybody. Come on. It's not that big.
This is as big as it gets.
It's really genuinely as big as it gets. Let's see. Oh, we can make it big. All right. Here we go. Oh, he's got like a whole fucking crew of people on there. There's like a whole group of people. They are socially distant on the stage, but they're not in the audience. All right, here we go.
Well, I know they don't want us to do this, but just turn around and greet 2 or 3 people. Tell them you love them. Jesus loves them. Amen.
Just go ahead and spit in their mouths.
Yeah. if you're the receiver, you have to lean your head back and open your mouth like it's a Bukkake video, and the other person's got to stand on the chair and just spit right in your fucking gaping maw.
What they do is they like down the aisles, you spit, and then they spit in the other guy, then they spit, and they just transfer it one to the other, and then at the end, it's all just in a giant collection plate.
All right, Tom, stop. You're getting me turned on by. It's getting a little warm in here.
What the fuck is wrong with these people?
That's so amazing. What they should do is they should all just hold out their fingers and one row should just suck on each of their fingers and walk down and then do
that. There's just some guy with like four people just sucking on his hands, just like
he's like a weird cow. He's just like, what is happening? What's going on?
It's his first day at this church. He's just like, I don't even know you people. What the fuck?
But it's starting off right, though.
Some other guy just, you hear just, I love church.
Oh, man.
Listen, this has to be the safest place.
I don't know, man. I don't know about that. It doesn't have to be the safest place. And you're looking around that room. There's a lot of people in that room that are older, and that they're finding out now that young people are not fucking immune to it. You know what I mean? Like that young people can get very serious complications, but they've always known that old people, they don't do very well with this at all. That the older you are, the worse it is for you genuinely when you get past a certain point.
Yeah, something like 87% of the deaths in Italy are like 65 and over.
Yeah.
Like I read a thing that said like we lost a whole generation.
Yeah, and the reason why, and another reason why too, is because, you know, there's not enough beds. So they have to triage those beds. And so if you're 85 and there's a 25-year-old that needs that bed, they're going to give it to the 25-year-old. I mean, why wouldn't they? That doesn't even make any sense to give it to the 85-year-old. I mean,
it's just a horrible decision to have to make, but it's not a tough decision.
It's a shitty Sophie's choice decision, right? Because you don't want grandpa to die, but at the same time, you're like, you know, there's a 25-year-old and then there's this, you know, there's a guy who's 85. They're going to have to make those decisions because they weren't prepared. And we're going to probably have to do the same thing because we're not prepared.
If you cannot be safe in church, you're in serious trouble.
Yeah, except
okay,
for the,
already, yeah, except how many people church in, shootings have there been?
I was just going to say, except for all those people in New Zealand, right? You know, or those people in the people in Charleston, you know, the people in the in the synagogue. How many black churches
that get firebombed.
Yeah, right.
At least, I can actually think of so many other places that are safe for the church. All those kids that get diddled.
Yeah, right.
I'm trying to think of one that's actually safe. Church doesn't seem safe at all now that you think about it for a second.
We are not stopping anything. I got news for you. This church will never close. The only time the church is closed is when the rapture's taking place. This Bible school is open because we're raising up revivalists, not pansies.
No, but you're going to be pushing up daisies, that's for sure.
Nice.
Fuck you, dude. That's that Rodney Howard Brown. That guy is insane. And there's a lot of these people, though, that are doing the exact same thing that are saying, you can't close this down. We're going to just keep coming here over and over and over again.
Well, they present it like it's a toughness thing, like, can't scare me, I'm tough. And you're like, all right, like, I get it, but like when your lungs photograph on an x-ray, like they're full of broken glass and you're like struggling desperately to breathe, I don't care how tough you are.
Yeah.
Or like when you're the vector that gives that to your own grandparent and they died and like they didn't have to because you wanted to be the fucking tough guy who's like, I ain't afraid of no ghosts or whatever fucking bullshit you walk around with.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts. Like,
get the fuck out of it's just mean. You're just being a mean person.
Well, I mean, there are still people out there that think it's a hoax. He goes on, and we didn't play the clip, but he goes on to say that the reason they want to do this is for vaccines so they can cull the population. I'm thinking, well, just let the coronavirus do it. You don't have to put a vaccine out there.
We're going to use a vaccine to stop this deadly disease so that people will die. Well, you had a deadly disease. Yeah. You didn't have to do the second part.
Yeah.
That's just work for nothing.
Oh gosh. There's just such, and then you called it too before this even started. Do you remember all the stuff you said? I'm really just genuinely curious how these people are going to react because they're going to be doing all the wrong things. And that's exactly what they're doing. We covered a story tonight in tonight's show that we're going to release on Monday where there's a place in South Korea where they're spraying salt water in each other's mouths and they sucked on the nozzle and like 40 of them got it. 40 of them got it. It's like it was a fucking, everybody drank off the same Gatorade bottle or whatever.
Dude, Get your mouth off the water fountain, you animal. Gosh. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Unreal. And so all these people are, you know, a lot of people are sick there too. People are going to get sick all over the place. They're going to get sick. And they're going to get sick because of the religious, because they always fly in the faces. They think they're protected. They think they're fine. We're going to be good. I guarantee some of these churches are going to be absolutely decimated by this because they're just going to be so many people.
Yeah, this is running roughshod through the Hasidic community right now.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get more religious than the Hasidic community. You've seen their hats and sideburns.
It's true, man.
You're not doing that without a weird belief system. Yeah. You're not doing that because you woke up and looked in the mirror and you're like, I need a weird guitar case for my hat and these weird crazy sideburns. You've got to have a fucking reason for that.
I want to see, I want to see a video game like Mortal Kombat, but it takes all the religious fundamentalists and puts them in the game. So you could fight like a pilgrim versus a Hasidic Jew. And they like
That'd
fight.
Be amazing.
They both have the weird hat and then you fist fight. It'd be amazing. That would be the best.
The Jew hat could have like razor blades on.
He could throw his curls at people or whatever. Like, get over here or whatever. And you know, like you could have all kinds of fun. Faith fighters.
The Hasidic Jew has so many accoutrements.
That's it. I love it. Faith fighter.
Faith fighter.
That's good. Yeah. Got to do it. You got to, somebody's got to make that. That would be amazing. All right. Wait, it's a real game. Did I think up a thing that already exists? I do that all the time. I remember recently, what was I thinking of? There's a couple times in the past year that I thought of a brand new invention that was already existing. I'm like, I thought this great thing. And then I type it into Google and it comes up and it's like, oh, it's already got a cooler name than what I thought of too.
Right. I thought of this great idea. It's like, it's already been thought of and it was better than the thing you thought of.
I'm so bad at this. All right. Well, we have more stuff to record. So we are going to let everybody go so here's the thing. There's 300 people here right now.
Wow.
If we get, let's see, Ian, what's a good way to measure people's voting? I know what to do. Make a straw poll for us, put it in there that says we will do a Liz Croken story or we will sign off, and people have to click yes or no on there. And if 100 people vote on it and say yes, we will stay. But you got to click on the link and you got to navigate away for a second and you got to click you're going to stay. Ian's going to put it in there. Well, but we'll do a Liz Croken story if people want it. People are stuck at home, don't have anything to do.
I miss Liz Croken.
Literally nothing to do right now. And you guys got to go out and vote for this. So, wow, Ian says Cecil is very unoriginal. That's rude. Mean.
Cecil's very originally unoriginal.
Ian, that's rude. Don't say that. I'm terrible at being original. All right, here we go. I'm going to click on this and we're going to look at the results. Once it loads, it's going to load and I will keep refreshing the results. I can't do it and say, I'm going to vote no.
I feel like a weird spectator to the show today.
Do you?
Yes. Turn me so I can see the screen.
Okay. I'm going to turn you so you can see the screen. It feels weird though, because if I can't look at you, then I feel weird.
You know what I want? I want a little remote control-y arm.
Oh, Ian, make us a drone so Tom can just hover around here.
I want a remote controlled lazy Susan. That's an even lazier Susan.
Okay. That was fast, guys. 138 votes for yes.
Holy shit.
And I was the only no vote?
You voted no?
Someone else voted. Nobody else voted no. Good for you guys. 147 votes. All right, we're still coming in. Nobody voted no but me. Now somebody's going to vote to be what is this Super Heart Tier 6661? What is that? What am I looking at here, Ian?
It's on Periscope or Twitter. They can send
a Super Heart to us?
Yeah, kind of.
I just want you to know, Nicolette, I send a Super Heart back to you. I
love this from William. I voted no accidentally.
All right. It looks like a lot of people voted. So let's check the results one more time just to make sure that we're going to do it. Maybe people changed their mind. It's made by a guest 2 minutes ago. Gosh, this fucking straw poll takes forever. All right. Four no votes.
I love it.
All right. The four no votes win. We're not going to do it. You guys have to kill these people. All right. Here we go. We're going to listen to Liz I don't know that I have a lot. Let's see. We'll listen to it. Here we go. Ready, Tom?
Let's do it.
All right. So this is Liz Crokin. She claims that celebrities are getting coronavirus from tainted adrenochrome supply.
Oh, this is amazing. This is seriously one of the best things she's ever said.
Do you know what adrenochrome is, Tom? Is that like a better version of Google Chrome?
It's extreme Google Chrome. It gets your adrenaline up. So it only works while you're like snowboarding down a water shark.
Exactly. You can only look at extreme sports on Chrome. That's all you can't look at anything else, no matter what. Yeah, that or the endocrine system, right? You can look at that.
Right, adrenochromes. Does she describe it in I don't remember in this clip. Because if not, I'll tell you guys what adrenochromes
are. Yeah, tell us before, but maybe she doesn't describe it.
So,
I don't remember.
So here's what Liz Crokin thinks is real.
All right.
She thinks that adrenochromes are the drug of choice for the wealthy.
Okay.
And it is a drug extracted from the adrenal gland of terrified sexually abused children. So what's it? For realsies.
It's like you've got to make them panic before you could take it out too.
Yeah.
So what do they just like, do they just play peekaboo with them until they go, oh, it's amazing.
It's basically honest to God, what she thinks is essentially the plot of Monsters Incorporated.
Wow.
Rich people are powered by screams.
On Monsters Inc., they had little kids getting diddled.
Well, you know, I mean, like, she takes it a step farther.
Oh, I see. Okay,
she fucking goes eight fingers deep into that thing.
who doesn't go eight fingers deep, though? I mean, come on.
Callie, that's a lot of work.
It is
by
a lot
the time
of work.
You're three or four fingers in, just like, I got to go to work.
At a certain point, you've got to walk away. You got to come back. All right, Tom, we're going to turn you off, turn me off. Put this on the big screen. Let's look at eight fingers. Liz, here we go. Liz, get it started. Oh, sorry. We got to look at a Right Wing Watch disclaimer first. So do you want a watch or two?
I guess I do. Yeah, I'm liking this, Cecil. Right.
I also believe that this virus was created by the cabal, specifically Bill Gates. And
okay, that's a bold claim, I guess. Well, yes,
I believe it was created by the cabal, specifically Bill Gates. Bill Gates isn't a cabal. Bill Gates is one person. That's not a cabal. How can one person be in their own cabal?
He is because he's cloned himself multiple times, like multiplicity. There's like a dumb Bill Gates running around. He made Windows 10, that dumb one.
The Surface 3 was just like the dumbass fucking...
They let the slow one do that work, and it's a Surface. He comes back. You're like, it's fucking broken all the time. It's the worst thing I've ever worked on. I hate this thing.
I also believe that the good guys, the white hats, knew that they were going to release this virus, and they intercepted their plans to use this virus as a false flag.
No, I can't. I don't even know that I can that, Tom. Wait, what happened?
Dude, I love it. The good guys knew that the bad guys were going to release the virus, but they knew it and they got in front of the plan. And they're like, the plan, they're going to have a false flag virus. And I don't know how any of that works, but I think she just said that.
False flag virus?
A false flag virus.
Tell that to all those people in Italy that are dying, right?
Right.
Yeah,
500 people a day are dying in Italy under a false flag.
Yeah, but it's not like, real.
They don't even get a false headstone.
No kidding, right? They had like trucks lining up on the street with coffins in them because they just can't do anything with them right now.
Yeah, it's seriously like bring out your dead shit. Like there's just like, they're just loading them into fucking wheelbarrows at this point.
And they are now using their plans with the virus against them by using the virus as an excuse to lock down the country and many other countries so the military can go in and safely conduct these raids and military operations.
What is the military worried about safely conducting a raid? They're the military.
Yeah.
Who, like, are they worried they're going to lose this fight?
Well, what I don't get is, okay, so they shut down everything. She's talking about the good people because she's using the pronoun. And I don't know if it's Bill Gates did it or the good guys did it. Do you know which side she's talking about even right now?
Yeah, the good guys are using the virus and the panic around the virus to prompt governments to shut down.
Okay, all right. Yeah, and in because the process...
I guess the military needs an excuse to arrest people?
Oh, gosh, give me a break.
Or something?
Oh.
To sweep up these criminals. There's a lot of Anons that believe that...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The White Hats tainted the elite's adrenochrome supply with the virus, and that's why so many members of the elites are getting the coronavirus, if indeed they do have their coronavirus.
Wait, you just said it was fake. You just said it was a false flag. And now you're like, yeah, but it's a tainted supply of this weird shit I made up. Like, what the fuck is happening?
Like, okay, so think about what would have to be true is you're a good guy and you know that somebody has adrenochrome. And adrenochrome, again, is extracted from tortured children.
Right.
As a drug that people take in some dystopian science fiction nightmare world that she and only she lives in. So, and then you've got the adrenochrome, and instead of being like, holy shit, where are these kids? You're like, what about if we put COVID-19 in it so that some of them get sick?
Yeah, instead of using your magnifying glass to follow the trail of adrenochrome back to free the children that are in a constant state of terror. Yeah, instead of those kids. Yeah, you're just like, well,
or like
what
if you're going to poison it, why wouldn't you poison it with a fucking sure thing?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you poison it with cyanide? Or like,
no
like
shit,
one of those
right?
like radioactive fucking Russian poisons that like shoot out of an umbrella like they when go, you criticize go, Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, they go... They go to the doctor and he's like, best I could do is 3%. I'm sorry, that's the best I can do.
I know.
Sorry, I can't do any better than 3%. Sir, you're fired, okay?
Yeah.
There's plenty of poisons in the world. You didn't think of any of them. You're fired.
Like, seriously, you're an assassin with a terrible batting average. Yeah.
You're like, they put you down in the minor leagues so you could get it, you could bounce it back up a little.
So... Adrenochrome.
And the minor leagues happen to be the United States hospital system, by the way.
It's a drug that the elites love. It comes from children.
Oh,
the drug
awesome.
Is extracted from the pituitary gland of tortured children. It's sold on the black market. It's the drug of the elites. It's their favorite drug. It is beyond evil. It's demonic. It is so sick. So
yeah, if that existed, that would be the worst possible thing.
Absolutely.
But seriously, that's like Raiders. That's like Temple of Doom stuff.
It is. And you know, we already have that stuff. It's called chocolate and we make slaves pick it. So we already got that stuff.
Holy shit.
That the White Hats tainted their adrenochrome supply with... the coronavirus.
Okay, that's
you're
that's
a fucking crazy
that.
Person.
That's enough of that.
That's amazing. That woman is a fucking lunatic.
Deadly. You think she? I mean, she's got to believe that stuff, right, Tom? She doesn't She doesn't like not believe it, right?
She has to believe that. Where else would you like? She seems so serious with it. She's not making a living doing this. Like, she doesn't have, like, new robot fingers. She's not fucking rolling in the dough. She's, like, go-go gadget, like flashlight fingers now. So this is a passion project, dude.
Oh, poor lady. Oh, who are the White Hats? So the White Hats are the good people, Fred. That's if you're asking who the White Hats are, they're the good people. I don't know who those are. I think she's talking about, like, Trump and them, but I'm not sure. Wait, is there really a thing called you're kidding me, right, Jeff? There's not a real thing called adrenochrome, right? Now I gotta look
somebody
it up.
Wrote, she's got fives on some of that.
Adreno. All right, let me see. Adrenochrome is a chemical compound. It's on a Wikipedia. It's got a Wikipedia page. Oh, that's really, that's way more complicated than I ever thought I could ever read.
Is it a chemical compound sucked out of the pituitary gland of tortured children?
such as disorder, derealization, and euphoria. I don't know. Oh, I guess in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, it's mentioned. Clockwork Orange, Drencom. So they mentioned it in fictional books. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Okay. So let's see. It's 9:50. Tom and I still have some show to record. So we are going to stop recording this. Let you guys all get back to your lives, hang out, enjoy this, the night in quarantine. Tom and I will hopefully be back next week. It looks like right now we have the ability to do it. So we are going to probably try to do it. I might be at home next week, depending on what happens in Illinois. So Tom and I might be in two different places, but we are going to keep trying to do this as much as we can. We know that people like these streams, people enjoy them. So we want to say goodnight to everybody. And we are going to be back next week. So come back next week, listen to our show on Monday, where we talk a lot about the coronavirus. We're sorry, but it's literally the only thing in the news. So listen to our show on Monday and, come back next week, come back on Thursday, tell people about it, tell people it was fun and, they will be home. So send it to them. They'll just show up and, we'll see you guys. So long, everybody. Take care. Bye, everyone. Guys.